Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From the Coin Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon, this is Your Weather Weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
All right, good morning and almost weekend. This is Your Weather Weekend podcast. I am meteorologist Joseph Dames, and I have Kelly with me here this morning, of course. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
It's a good week. We're getting close to the weekend, and temperatures have cooled down a little bit, so that feels nice, and I think I'm feeling pretty positive about our weekend forecast and some of the events that we have going on, but it's been busy this week, I would say.
It has, and a lot of it has been these wildfires that seem like they've all been springing up the last week or so. Mm-hmm. So that's been causing a lot of problems in terms of smoke in certain parts of the state. But it is tough to see all these fires popping up this early in the summer season.
Yeah, so when we recorded our podcasts earlier in the week, there were some wildfires out there that we had been monitoring for days, the Bootleg Fire, the Grandview Fire. But then, since the podcast, we've had a couple new fires, the Brewer Fire, which is south of Detroit, and a couple other ones, right?
Yeah, we have a couple closer to the Portland metro area now, the Lyle Hill Fire out in the Gorge. It is just west of the Dalles. It's on the Washington side of the river. Mm-hmm. And we also have the Game Hog Creek Fire that is out in the Coast Range. It's in northwest Oregon. It's about 40 or so miles west of Forest Grove. So right there across the Coast Range, hard to reach. So it's tough to see those fires so close to the Portland metro area, and a chance that we maybe start to see some smoke around the Willamette Valley with these fires so close.
Yeah, the proximity of those other fires and the wind, the way the wind was running in the direction, it was keeping smoke out of the Willamette Valley. But now, since we have maybe a couple other wildfires close by, that may shift things up as we go through, the rest of this summer, at least in the next couple of weeks. So it is getting busy. It's just, they just pop up so quick. And then it's not like it's 1 or 2 acres or anything like that. They get to like 50, 60 acres pretty quick, it seems like.
They do. And it seems like our winds just get real gusty across the afternoon, especially when we heat up. We start to decrease our relative humidity and things dry out. So those fires just kind of latch on to fuels and spread so rapidly. And we saw that with the Bootleg Fire. Within the course of 3 days, it hit 200,000 acres so quickly, almost doubling in size each and every day. So we love to see these fires kind of burn away at the size they're at, not grow any longer. Hopefully the firefighters can contain these fires quickly, but I know it's been tough work for a lot of the agencies that are out there.
Yeah, and we'll definitely talk more about the wildfires in our future podcasts, and I'll definitely be talking about them through the weekend as well as we track some of those new ones. But I do want to let you know, your weather is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green, and wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires.
Yeah, cars, ATVs, and other motorized equipment are leading cause of wildfires. So follow these safety tips. Check to see if equipment use is restricted in your area. Use gas-powered equipment early in the day. Use a weed trimmer with a plastic line. Operate ATVs on established roads and trails, and park on developed surfaces. And make sure your ATVs and equipment have spark arresters.
Yeah, you can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. And obviously, you know, we're here talking about wildfires, some new fresh ones. I mentioned I will be following those through the weekend. We'll get back into them probably next week. But before we get to the second part of this podcast, the weekend forecast, which again, I'm feeling pretty positive about, I do have an interview about the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival.
Ooh.
And you know that we love music, and Portland loves jazz music especially.
And so that park is gorgeous.
It is. It is. So we'll get to that weekend forecast here in just a second, but let's learn about the Jazz Festival. All right, we have a great weekend event. We have the Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, one of my favorites here in Portland. It's been going on for some time. I have Yvonne Lurch and also Rita Rago with me. We have two people here to fill us in about the weekend event. Why don't we start off with what has changed from last year?
Well, the big change from last year is the fact that we're back in the park. Last year, we did a live stream from a soundstage in downtown Portland. We had the musicians in kind of a television setting, so that was very different. And we did not have the public just a handful of VIPs. This year, we're back in the park, which we've been doing for 41 years.
And, you know, last year was our 40th anniversary, and we weren't able to celebrate in the park. So we're kind of having a double celebration this year.
Yeah, 41 in the park. I like that. It's a beautiful park, too. And this, I mean, it's hard to capture that feeling in the other sense where you had them kind of in a TV setting. So to be back in the park, you get the whole environment, which really speaks for itself. It's a beautiful area.
And I think the artists are just really ready to be in front of people that are ready to celebrate as well.
It's quite a scene if you've never been there. We have these beautiful trees surrounding this sloping kind of a bowl of grass area in front of the stage. But you can also go down the hill and get all the way to the river. Even when it's 80 or mid 80s in Cathedral Park, you've always got a slight breeze coming up from the river. So I think it's really always pleasant, even when it's hot.
That's a good point. A little protection from the heat. So could you speak about how it's free? I'm sure there's some more people that have moved to Portland over the last year or maybe listening to this. And this is a free event. I mean, this is a top-notch music, beautiful place, a great scene, and it is free.
It's been free since the first year of the festival. And it's really important for us to keep this festival free so we can invite anyone and everyone of all backgrounds to just keep it a really diverse festival and, you know, introduce young children to the music. Many people have moved into the Portland area and aren't familiar with the festival. And they're asking, like, how much are tickets? It's like, they're amazed that that's a free festival. But that's the most important thing for us, is to keep it free and open and available for everyone to come and enjoy. This festival can't continue to be free without donations. So we are definitely only operating with donations and sponsorships and grants. We want to have a community festival that everyone's welcome.
Yes, and if everyone comes and partakes in the food that we've got offered and the beer and the wine, and also the opportunities to donate in the park, we'll have those QR codes available. You can just do this on your phone. So it really, this is the life's blood of the festival, really, are the donations.
Speaking of just getting tickets and the schedule. Yvonne, do you want to maybe speak to that? Where can people get tickets? Can they go to the website? what can they do?
There are no tickets to buy. That's the beauty of it. You come and enjoy, have some beer, have some wine, set up a blanket, bring a low back chair and just relax and enjoy. And we have amazing food vendors. We've got some community vendors and some artisans there as well. As Rita noted, it is about throw a dollar in the donation bucket, pull up your phone, jump on the website with the QR code and add whatever you would have if you were actually buying a ticket to a concert. These artists are working very hard. We want to continue to bring good quality artists and music to the park. And we want to, again, keep continuing to allow this to be a unticketed event.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You just have to show up. So love that.
That's right.
What is it about jazz? You know, I've been in Portland for about 6 years now. And there's one thing I've learned is that people here in Portland enjoy jazz music. I was fortunate enough to meet Mel Brown, some other local jazz artists over the last 5-6 years. And I don't know what it is, but people love jazz music out here. So what do you think it is about just the type of music and what it means and how it expresses Portland?
Well, Portland has had a very long tradition in jazz. So there is a very active jazz community. There's lots of musicians here, and there used to be a lot of clubs. And the Jazz Society of Oregon, who was presenting this festival, started in the mid-70s. And their goal was to promote the music in any way they can. Aside from that, aside from this wonderful gathering of musicians that actually live here and play here, this is a jazz education hub. Jazz musicians will often learn how to play from other musicians. It's this mentorship that goes on. So because we have older musicians, yes, they're teaching the younger ones, but there are a lot of jazz education programs, college level, community college level, independent, private level, There's a lot of education going on here to foster the next generation of jazz musicians.
I noticed that on Sunday, you have the Portland Youth Jazz Orchestra, and you have a lot of other great bands going on and groups.
The full orchestra is not coming. They're going to be represented by a trio. It'll be Sunday at 1 o'clock, and it'll be the Jake Kawaja Trio. The way the schedule runs, Saturday, Sunday, we start at 1 and we go into the evening. And on Friday is blues night that starts at 4:30. But the beer garden will open at 4, which is good information.
Yeah, that is.
I'm sure this is important information.
That is.
Yes.
That
yes.
is.
But come on down, get there early, get your spot selected. It's going to be cooler, I think, on Friday. Plus, we start in the afternoon, so don't you have to worry too much about the sun. You know, and that's the other factor. When the sun comes in, you know, a lot of the crowd, they want to be under the trees up in the hills, and then they follow the sun. And by sundown, they're all filled. The whole area is filled down in the center.
A bit of a sun dance going on, huh?
The sun is a big factor in the festival.
And I think the other thing to note too is, you know, if you can leave your big coolers and picnic baskets at home, we have some amazing food vendors, and, you know, the beer and wine will be flowing. And just, you know, also just be kind to your neighbors around you, and, you know, give everybody a little room. So, you know, bring your blanket and just come out and relax and enjoy.
Thank you. I do want to also bring up, Yvonne told me about this, but if you can't make it, it's being streamed, right?
Oh, yes. It's going to be on the radio. It'll be at radio station KBOO 90.7 FM. So they're doing a live stream of the entire festival. So it'll be broadcast here locally, but online it's KBOO.FM, and that's worldwide.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Come early, stay, enjoy. The music is going to be amazing all weekend. So just come and celebrate with us and welcome a community celebration back in its 41st year.
Yeah, come and really enjoy an old Portland hang.
I mean, talk about such a wonderful event. And it really shows off Portland. And in so many ways, you know, being free, the deep history of jazz. I mean, this is just marvelous. I suspect people are going to be out there this weekend. It's going to be a marvelous forecast. Let's get over to the other side so we can actually talk about that forecast.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin 6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
Hello, Coin 6 News anchor Emily Burris here. We know your mornings are busy, and we want to help you be in the know as you head out the door. That's why the Coin Podcast Network is bringing you a brand new podcast called The Daily Six. Every weekday, we'll bring you the day's six biggest headlines in a quick and concise report, on demand and on your schedule. So check out the Coin Podcast Network on coin.com or have The Daily Six sent directly to you each day by subscribing to the Coin Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I don't know. I love summer and music festivals connected. It just really makes for a good time. So that's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're talking about some blues music there as well. So they're kind of weaving some other styles, but it should be a good time there. And like you mentioned, beautiful park.
Yeah, beautiful park, beautiful surroundings, and live music is just always better than on a CD in your car. So try and get out there. It's going to be a lovely weekend.
Yeah, it seems like we have, well, more sunshine, little rain in the forecast. In fact, we have no rain in the forecast, and that's been one of our larger problems. But as far as the weekend forecast goes, it should still be really nice and comfortable, especially later in the evening hours. Maybe a little sunny. Maybe a little sunny this weekend.
Yeah, it's almost just near normal weather for this time of the season here. We kind of stick with temperatures on Saturday around 80 degrees, which means the morning may be a little cool, but we warm up nicely through the afternoon. And Sunday, a little warmer, mid-80s. So it's just going to be some gorgeous weather as we head into it. And I think it's really going to provide wonderful evenings too. That's when we start to cool down. The sun kind of fades a little, but we're still warm enough out there to just, you know, wear a single layer and just enjoy the evening time and the nighttime.
It looks like maybe Sunday will be slightly warmer than Saturday, and our temperatures should be in about the lower 80s, and I think we'll be pretty close to that Saturday. And then we may get up to about the mid 80s or so on Sunday as temperatures build and we see those kick up a few degrees. Not that much, you know, not far off from what we had experienced for most of the week outside of maybe a couple 70 degree days. But yeah, it should be really comfortable, a great place to get a blanket down and just chill and listen to music. So I think this is one of those nice weekend forecasts where the heat's just, it's not too pressing this time around.
Yeah, it's like the Goldilocks weather, you know, not too hot,
yeah,
not too cold, just right. And again, we're near normal. And even looking at long range weather models, it kind of stays this way for a number of days. So even through next week, we're looking at just your typical sunny 80s type of weather in Portland. So at least there's no excessive heat on the horizon. If we ever see that, we'll let you know. But right now, things are looking pretty nice here in Portland, barring any wildfire smoke.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we'll have to monitor the wildfire smoke situation, see if any of that smoke comes over from the Coast Range, the fires still kicking through. For the most part, looks like the wind was running out of the northwest, so most smoke is going to go down south and east. So maybe the southern Willamette Valley may have more problems.
That's right.
You know, if the wind shifts, it's not happening this weekend. So we'll keep an eye on that as we go into next week. But yeah, I think wildfire smoke will be the largest issue for central and maybe southern eastern Oregon, if you're tuning in over there in that part of the state.
That's right.
All right, I think that's it. We will be back on Monday this time around for real, not on Tuesday. So I'm sure we'll have a lot more to discuss as far as the weekend forecast, wildfires, what we can expect for the work week. You know how it goes.
Yeah,
right?
We'll have all the updates on Monday because I do not have Monday off. So we'll see you then, and we'll give you updates on all the fires and the week ahead.
As always, we want to thank our partners at Keep Oregon Green. We've been talking about wildfires and wildfire season. We all need to do our part. To find out more, head to keeporegongreen.org.
That's right.
Don't you wish you had 3 days off?
I do. I really do.
To go back around from, if you listen to the first podcast, you know what we're talking about. Okay, we'll be back on Monday. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires.